Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, the Mr. Fantastico Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. Welcome into the program. Day after Labor Day, we are live here at the world headquarters of Civic Media, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison. Mr. Zommers, how the heck was your weekend?
It was nice. I did some camping with a couple of friends of mine.
Yeah.
Not tent camping, which, you know, when it's in a camper.
Are you glamping? What are you?
I would call it glamping.
Oh, would you really? Know,
because it wasn't even just a camper. It was an RV that was there, like, permanently. It's basically a cabin.
Oh, okay.
So I'm one of those people that I can't help it. I just get a little bit snobby and don't like to call it camping when it's in, like, a camper or an RV.
Well, but you're an Eagle Scout, so you're used to roughing it.
But I also understand that for some people, that might be all they can do if they're disabled or whatever.
Right. Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, it's still spending time in nature.
Exactly.
I just want to use a word other than camping for it.
Very good. But you spent a little time outdoors. That's good. I'm glad you got outside. I did not much. I was in the RC in Richland Center, delivered some stuff to our friend and colleague at WRCO, Phil Nee, who had their very successful event at the Starlight 14, the outdoor theater there in Richland Center, raising funds for that and the local cinema as well. So saw Phil, stopped in and saw Mom a little bit. A cousin was in town, had coffee with her, and then sequestered myself in my apartment in the air conditioning and did a lot of unpacking from having moved a couple months ago and reorganizing. So that was my exciting Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, luckily the RV that we had has air conditioning, so during the hottest part of Sunday, we just stayed inside.
Well, good for you. Good for you. It's the weather's supposed to cool off, I think, tomorrow. A front coming through today or tomorrow, and then by Wednesday, I think the high is 69.
Or Thursday.
Something.
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jeez, I'm all mixed up. Thank you.
See, I'm only on track because I've had enough shows already today that it's burned into my mind.
Thank you. I think by tomorrow, like a high of 69. So it's going to cool off dramatically, but possibly some storms coming through some parts of the state. So keep it here on Civic Media and across the entire network. We'll update you should severe weather break out this afternoon or tonight. Big show coming up on tap today. After the break, State Senator Kelda Royce will be here and be interviewing her. She is the senator from the 26th District, Democrat from Madison, Wisconsin, talking to us on a couple of topics. Number one, this proposed tax cut for Wisconsin. Both Republicans are doing so, and Democrats have an alternative as well. She'll be here to talk about that. Is there any room for compromise? Could regular old working Wisconsinites actually see more of a tax cut? We will talk to Senator Royce about that. Also, the University of Wisconsin system, how budget cuts are impacting across the state of Wisconsin. Bad for the economy as well, by the way. And of course, we know that all too well in Southwest Wisconsin, where President Rothman has closed down the UW campus there. We'll talk about that a little bit more with Senator Royce, and she'll also weigh in on the hot topic of the day. You've heard me talk about this. You've heard my colleague Matt Flynn talk about it, and it's real. This possibility that Republicans in the state legislature could bring impeachment proceedings against newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Not even heard a first case. And Republicans are threatening impeachment because of something she said during the campaign, because she had the audacity to tell the truth and say that the current legislative and congressional maps are rigged. Something that Speaker Voss essentially confessed to in a hearing, saying that, yes, of course, political outcomes are a factor in this. Partisanship is a factor. She just said it out loud. The maps are rigged. And now people, Republicans, are threatening impeachment. And the thing is, even if the Senate doesn't take it up in a trial, the way the Wisconsin law is written, she would not be allowed to sit on the court until she was either acquitted or convicted in the state Senate. Republicans are desperate to hang on to their gerrymandered maps and may end up doing the impeachment proceedings against Justice Protasiewicz. We'll ask Senator Royce about that. And then, of course, coming up in hour two on a Tuesday, it is Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call with William Walter. Luke will be in at 2 o'clock talking about, in part, the first game, the home opener for the Wisconsin Badger football team. Some people are not happy about it. All right.
Are you some people, Todd?
I was not there. So okay. I can only tell you what I read, and I'll weigh in on it. I'm a traditionalist, so you can only imagine. We're going to have said all that more coming up on the show. And your phone calls at the bottom of the hour. Maybe we can sneak one from Jack from Merrimack in before the break. Jack, we got about a minute and a half here before the break. What say you this morning or this afternoon, sir?
I'll be quick. It's pretty outrageous, the arrogance of our Republican legislators. They think that there will never, ever be consequences for anything they do. They're trying to nullify the election of a Supreme Court justice who got more votes than every single Republican in the legislature put together. They're trying to basically disenfranchise millions of Wisconsinites by doing that, because those people voted based on their knowledge of where Janet Protasiewicz stood on the issues, and they definitely voted by a large majority in Wisconsin, at least.
Jack, totally agree with you. Up against a break. More phone calls at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for Senator Kelda Royce next on the Todd Allemaal Show. This is the Civic Media Ready Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allemaal Show across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, also streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and wherever you stream your stuff. It is 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, Tuesday, September 5th, the day after Labor Day. We welcome in, coming back, returning to the program. How about that, Mr. Zombers? It went well enough she was willing to come back.
So we're glad to have her.
We're always glad to have her. The wonderful, remarkable State Senator Kelda Royce. She represents the 26th District, which is, in essence, the city of Madison, or much of it, and a couple of the suburbs. Democrat here from Madison. Senator Royce, always happy to have you. Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Great to be with you, as always, Todd.
Absolutely. Trust you had a good Labor Day?
I did, and happy to be back to work at the Capitol, and especially... looking forward to what next year might bring.
Absolutely. Always hope and possibilities. I think one thing that Wisconsin taxpayers, working families, are hopeful of, there appears now, after being some back and forth between the governor and the Republican-controlled legislature on tax cuts in the budget, there appears to be an opening. At least Republicans have talked about a new round of tax cuts. The governor has said there might be room for some compromise. What are Democrats saying right now in this regard?
Well, we have a $4 billion surplus left after the budget was signed into law. And I think Democrats' priorities are to make sure that first we fund the critical priorities that all Wisconsinites benefit from. This means making sure K-12 education is funded, protecting the child care counts funding that has stabilized our child care industry, making sure we restore things like the cut to the University of Wisconsin system. But we also want to make sure that our tax system is fair, and that it's fairest to the poorest and lowest income workers in the state. And so I think there are going to be very different visions for how we can affect our tax policy and make it fairer for all Wisconsinites.
One of the things that came out over the weekend here, like late last week, and a lot of people, I think, were on vacation and kind of checked out on politics, and you know, I don't blame them for that, but one of the things I think people should be aware of is Republicans are in the legislature are saying they're trying to put in this two-thirds amendment as part of the overall, I guess, agreement. It'd have to be a separate legislation, but do you get the sense that, for people that might not pay attention, what they're, Republicans or some, at least many are saying, they want a... in the legislature to vote on a constitutional amendment to require a two-thirds supermajority in order to increase taxes moving into the future. Now, it's not completely without merit, or there are other, there are 16 other states in the country that do this, but also I think it puts a big hamper on doing business. Do you think that this idea of a two-thirds majority to raise taxes, is that going to bog down any sort of compromise on tax relief?
Yeah, I think it's going to make it very difficult. It's interesting that they only want it to raise taxes, but not, for instance, to force polluters to pay, to clean up their pollution, or to make sure that the wealthiest among us don't dodge their tax responsibilities, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of a one-way street. But ultimately, if you look at other states that have implemented this, it makes it much more difficult for them to govern and to be able to balance their budget. It also makes cooperation and collaboration in government harder to find, because if you can't really do anything without two-thirds, you're never, ever going to get agreement of two-thirds. And so you're just basically encouraging people to stick to their guns and not actually foster compromise.
So one of the kind of the hopeful things, I think, is that there's, I'll call it the second tier, depending upon what people make. They might think, well, that's a lot or that's a little. But it's kind of like for folks that are making around $40,000 a year up to $150,000 a year, give or take a few thousand dollars. But it's that kind of what I think most Wisconsinites would make, somewhere between $34,000 and $150,000, that there may be room for some sort of a tax break there. A, do you support that as a standalone piece of legislation? And B, could that be carved out on its own to bring real relief to working families in Wisconsin? Or is it going to get bogged down with all this other stuff?
Well, unfortunately, I think what we've seen from the Republicans is that they're not willing to actually do a middle class tax cut. They're only willing to do a tax cut if it includes people who are, you know, among the highest income earners, people who are making $300,000-$400,000 a year or more. And, you know, for me, that's a problem, especially because we have not met our obligations. We have not funded the basic public services that people rely on. Everything from local governments to childcare, education, healthcare. And those priorities really need to be funded first before we're going to talk about more tax cuts. And then, you know, I also think that we should be looking at where, if we're going to change our taxes, where's it going to have the most impact? How is it going to help our economy and help families thrive? And to my mind, that's going to be people who are low wage workers. These are people that are working, you know, often two or more jobs. They're working well more than 40 hours a week, and yet they're still unable to afford basic necessities. So we've authored a proposal to expand the earned income tax credit to make it easier for families to claim the full EITC. And that will help put a little bit more money in their pockets so they can afford groceries, new school supplies for their kids, maybe a more stable housing situation, just provide a little bit of financial security to help them move out of poverty. And we know that this is a successful bipartisan program, the EITC, and we can make it a little bit better in Wisconsin and also help our economy by focusing on that.
People that might not have worked in the building might not realize that for all the rhetoric, occasionally in the hallways when nobody's watching or listening, legislators actually do talk to each other from different parties. Do you get a sense, without naming names, do you get a sense that this EITC part, like bringing real relief to working people, does this have any chance of any sort of compromise at all? Or is it just going to be a standoff between the two parties?
You know, I think if you would talk to people privately, then I think a lot of Republicans would agree that that is a good thing to do. Unfortunately, the way that the power structures have, you know, gripped their power, Republicans in the legislature have had no incentive and no willingness to even listen to Democratic bills. They won't even get a hearing. Mm-hmm. And that's because we have this incredibly gerrymandered legislature. And you see that come out in all kinds of ways. I mean, their total unwillingness to compromise on the budget, the way that they refuse any Democratic bill to get a hearing, and the way that they're now threatening this outrageous, unconstitutional, specter of impeaching a justice who hasn't even heard a case yet and was just elected overwhelmingly by the voters of the state.
Let's go to that quickly before we talk about the interview system. You brought up a great segue. This is something when they had this special election for Dan Knodel, who has now went from the Assembly into Alberta Darling's old seat in southeastern Wisconsin. Now is in the state Senate. This guy was talking about impeaching then. And of course, Leader LeMahieu on the Republican side, the Senate, and Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, said, oh, no. This is just, you know, that's a one-off. This guy is kind of fringe. Now it's coming back around. They are not denying that this won't happen. It's a real possibility. You don't have a crystal ball, but is it 50-50 this could actually happen?
You know, I don't know, because it is, on one hand, it is extremely fringe. This is a ridiculous, totally unprecedented, outrageous attempt to overturn the will of the voters, the overwhelming will of the voters. And it is really hard to imagine any legitimate political actor pursuing that, because it is so lawless for them to do it. There's no basis for them to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's never happened before. That said, you know, part of the problem with a gerrymandered legislature that has insulated itself from any kind of political accountability is that they're responsive to the most extreme elements in their caucus and in their party. And so they might not care what you or I or, you know, the vast majority of Wisconsin voters want. They're only going to do what a tiny minority want, because they're just desperate to cling to that power. And they know that if there's a Supreme Court out there that's independent, they don't have a guaranteed win in that court like they've had for the last, you know, 10 plus years. They might, they're going to have to take their chances just like anybody else is going to have to take their chances. They don't want to do that.
We've talked before this program about the fact that Democrats, if you take total number of Wisconsinites that voted Democratic in the last two elections for legislature, Democrats have won those total votes cast over Republicans, but yet Republicans have a firm control due to gerrymandering. It would seem to be, and we're talking to Senator Kel Royce from Madison, it would seem to me that Republicans feel the threat, because if this goes forward, that it has the chance of putting every Wisconsin legislative district, including the Senate, up for election in 2024, and Republicans, it looks like now, could very well have a nominee at the top of the ticket sitting in prison.
Well, that's very possible. I mean, you know, Wisconsin's a purple state, right? And Democrats shouldn't be guaranteed power, nor should Republicans, right? We should have to compete for voters in every election, and power should switch back and forth, just as it did before we had this terrible gerrymandering. Mm-hmm. I think it's also important to know that this isn't just about gerrymandering, right? This is about saying that Justice Prozewitz, who just won by 11 points, it's like unheard of landslide in Wisconsin,
right?
You know, will be sidelined from ruling on really important cases, including the 1849 abortion ban. Mm-hmm. And, I think voters weren't confused about Justice Protasiewicz and her jurisprudence, her record, you know, her experience as a prosecutor and a judge, and also her values. And they want someone that will bring that fairness and that perspective to the bench. That's why they elected her. And Republicans are attempting to sideline her so that they can keep abortion a crime in Wisconsin and keep us living under this 1849 law and make us powerless to change that by locking in their gerrymander for another 10 years.
Time always goes too fast. I appreciate you. Just a couple of minutes left. Cuts, you sit on the Joint Finance Committee, major cuts to the UW system, including denying the building of a new engineering camp hall here on your university, University of Wisconsin-Madison. Your thoughts on these cuts we saw this round to the UW system and what impact it has on the state of Wisconsin in terms of our economy and jobs?
Yeah, these cuts are going to have a generational impact on our state. There's no question that we face a huge workforce shortage, and we face real competition in keeping and retaining talented workers here in Wisconsin. UW is by far our best tool to do those things, and Republicans on the Finance Committee have basically shot our state in the foot by making those cuts. They're going to make it that much harder for us to attract and retain and compete in a modern world.
About a minute. Thank you. I appreciate the short answer. Real quickly, President Jay Rothman never had gone out to Richland Center, never went to that campus before he closed it. Are they making any efforts to work in a bipartisan fashion with the legislature? Because we can blame Republicans, but I don't see much evidence at all that President Rothman is being very proactive in working with the governor or the legislature to get something done.
Well, I think that, I'm not privy to every conversation that they're having, but we, as Democratic legislators, I think we have to do everything in our power to make sure that we don't have any more closures. It's outrageous to see all these campuses furloughing their staff, laying people off, making things more expensive for students. And that's happening in our name. We need to do everything we can to bring UW leadership, you know, the regents, President Rothman, and the communities that are going to be affected by this, and our Republican colleagues to the table and say, this is bad for Wisconsin. This is not partisan. We need to be supporting our UW system and make sure they have the resources to keep UW campuses open all across the state so that every Wisconsin kid, no matter where they grow up, can thrive.
Always thriving, State Senator Kelda Ross at the state capitol. We appreciate you, Senator. Thanks for taking the time for us. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Back after this on the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media Radio Network, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Mr. Sommers, what do you dial up?
This is Can't Get Enough of You Baby by Smash Mouth to celebrate the life of Steve Harwell, their original lead singer up until relatively recently. Mm-hmm. Had to leave the band due to health issues because he was very much an alcoholic, probably other substances too, and his body was not keeping up with it.
Lost some great ones, as you pointed out over the break. Also, Jimmy Buffett passed away due to a rare form of a skin cancer as well. It went pretty quickly. So remembering all those who have gone and left us with their legacy of music, certainly a gift that keeps on giving. It is 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Thank you to State Senator Kelda Royce. Appreciate her popping in on a busy day for her. Appreciate her giving us her takes, and we welcome yours. Especially, what do you feel about this possibility to bring impeachment proceedings against a Supreme Court justice who won by 11 points a few months ago and has yet to hear her first case? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you say? Let's go to the phones. Go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, appreciate you holding on there through the interview with Senator Royce. What say you, sir?
Well, I think it's ridiculous that she has not committed a crime according to the statute, and that just for the sake of impeaching her and freezing her in place so she can't, you know, hear a case. What I find interesting is that I don't understand, once again, I do not understand the reticence of Josh Call, you know, calling out the fake electors, and actually, calling them to testify and find out how many connections they have within the Wisconsin State Legislature, how many of our assembly people and senators on the Republican side were aware of the conspiracy that was happening here in the state of Wisconsin, as well as nationwide, and force them to testify what they knew and when they knew it. I mean, because these guys cannot keep their mouths shut. They're probably talking real smart about what they're doing with the fake electors thing and talking about the whole insurgency that was about to happen, which to me is a clear violation of their oath of office, mm-hmm. not to preserve and protect the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin and of the United States. I mean, because they take an oath to, you know, they don't take an oath to, you know, do this and do that, but that's the one thing they're supposed to be doing, is upholding, you know, to preserve and protect the constitutions. And they clearly haven't done this, and they're going after Judge Protasiewicz, which is another violation of their constitutional oath, because she has committed no crime. And it is just that they want to retain, hold on to power, and that it is just, you know, maddening to me that a lot of these men and women, you know, they say they hold their oath to God very, very important, and they're violating that oath as well. I mean, that it just is getting into literature. I think, what is it, the eighth or ninth, you know, circle of hell that those kinds of oath breakers are condemned to, it, you know, according to Dante's Inferno, that it just these guys just don't seem to care about the law itself. They care about power itself, and that Josh Collins needs to recognize the fact that these guys are not his friends. Mm-hmm. They're not friendly at all. They will do whatever they can to hold on to power, include violate the law, violate the will of voters of the state of Wisconsin merely to hold on to power, because those maps were never actually constitutional. I mean, based on the language in the law, in the Constitution, it says contiguous and compact. And we have little isolated cells here and there, and you have a little cell outside of here that's not even, you know, remotely connected to, you know, might be connected by a street, but it's not directly contiguous or compact. within that district. It's not a legal, it's not a legal legislative or senatorial district.
Right.
And until you really use the power that you have to go after these people and make them hold them accountable to the law, which they would have no hesitancy in doing if the shoe was on the other foot. They'd have, because they have the power right now to hold somebody to account for a law that she's not violated.
Right.
And it is just criminal as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that.
Mark, let me ask you about this real quick. I got another call on the line, but I want to get your reaction to this because you follow this a lot. This whole argument that Justice Protasiewicz should recuse herself from this redistricting case because she had the audacity to simply say that the current maps are rigged.
Well, she was only reporting what she'd seen in the media, what Robin Voss apparently said himself. Anybody who reading the Constitution would actually realize that those maps are rigged. I mean, probably what she should have said, well, this is what the Constitution says when, if she's asked the question about that, mm-hmm. is that the Constitution requires them to be compact and contiguous. And looking at the maps, I do not see that they are compact or contiguous in conformity with the law. But that's all she was saying. And for her to say one word, they were rigged, to say that phrase is enough to impeach her on is ridiculous. And because how many of our justices sitting in there now had direct contact with their funders and deciding, of course, that the funders were involved in, or their involvement with Scott Walker and his coordination when he decided to violate the constitutionally upheld law up until the Supreme Court decided, well, the law wasn't constitutional anymore because Scotty had violated, along with whatever the hell O'Keefe's organization was, or Haldeman's organization he was coordinating with. That, and apparently O'Keefe is in some kind of hot water now, right. That one of the O'Keefe's is. That, but, I mean, it's just, you got to go after these guys now because if they're going to do this, you got to pin their ears back and make them pay.
Mark, always appreciate the call. Thanks for holding. Thanks for joining us today. Yep, Mark from the SAC, always appreciate him. Appreciate all of you for listening. If you'd like to join us, feel free. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789, or we'll make it easy. 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. Could also download the Civic Media app. You can text us or call us on the Civic Media app as well. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to the Chippewa Valley, Eau Claire. And Gene and Eau Claire, always appreciate you, my friend. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend. What say you?
Well, I have to tell you, the steam's coming out of my ears. It's probably sending smoke signals up because, these people just drive me bananas. I mean, they are so pathetic. They lose an election, so then they try to get rid of the person that wins. I mean, it's just sick. And these people need to be kicked out of office, and I hope people will vote these yahoos out because they do not deserve to be sitting in our Capitol. You know, there's been so many things that have happened in our country, and, in the past when we've had disasters or, we've had the 9/11. We had different things go on. We could work together to figure things out, but these people just keep on creating chaos and hatred. And I do not think she should recuse herself. That is nuts. Mm-hmm. These people, I chewed out my representative when he met. And he quietly, they took an oath or they took something where they weren't supposed to tell us about the redistricting. And I said, are you ever going to do that again? I got him on the radio on it when we used to have a local radio where, we could confront these people. Right. And he promised, he'd never do this again. But he even admitted that they weren't supposed to tell us, the constituents, when they made those maps. I mean, these people are just sick. Mm-hmm. And, I really appreciate you because you and your boss, that wonderful senator, I was so proud to call these people out for the damage that they were doing in our state. And I hope people are waking up because we need to kick them all out because we deserve better than that. And, I see every day where Tony Evers is out there busting his butt. He's meeting with kids. He's meeting with constituents. He's doing his job. These people don't even do any work. They don't even have any plans. They don't even care about the people in our state. And another thing I got to say, And I'm so excited because I'm in a rural area, and they were laying some lines for internet service, and I was just ecstatic.
Wow.
And I thought, yay, Tony Evers, you know, I mean, he cares about people. He cares about the elderly, about the kids. He cares about everybody. And, you know, and he's a workhorse, not a show horse. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, I didn't mean to go on
no,
and
on. No, that's fine. We had a day off, so you had to get it out, Gene.
Well, thank you so much. I didn't mean to mess with you. I'll tell you something.
And the cool thing is now you have a local radio station again, WCFW, The Tap, up there in Eau Claire in Chippewa Valley. Everybody can listen in along with Gene each and every day on the Eau Claire station up there on 93.5 FM. So, Gene, thanks for being a great regular listener. We appreciate you.
And thank you. Great job. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Gene in Eau Claire. You can be like Gene. Give us a call. The toll-free number, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. Gene brings up a great point about this, you know, the timing of all this, right? Because here's the thing, and callers are right. Having been in the having worked for legislators, and by the way, Gene was referring to my former boss, not my current one. When I worked for State Senator Dale Schultz. And towards the end of his last term, when it came to this voting stuff and gerrymandering, but particularly the voting stuff, Dale actually came on the devil's advocates with Crudy and Dom, said, I can no longer defend the actions of my colleagues. Just said it, right? He was right then and he's right now. But the deal on this impending possibility of impeachment against Justice Protasiewicz, I mean, it's just kooky because, you know, impeachment is supposed to be for the famous quote is high crimes and misdemeanors, right? Well, how could you be impeached for something that you haven't done already, right? I mean, if they really say that she has to recuse herself, they can have that opinion. I disagree with it. But you would theoretically need her to wait until she actually doesn't recuse herself and then rules and say that somehow convolute that into a high crime or misdemeanor and then bring impeachment proceedings. But there's a reason they don't want to do it in that order. And let me explain why. Because this ruling on the gerrymandered maps, I don't want to say it's for all the marbles, but it's for a lot of them. Because if this court case goes the way that many people think it would go, based on what Robin Voss said, and I'll read you the quote again in a minute. The Republicans admitted that they use partisanship to write the lines, draw the lines. I was there working for a Republican legislator at the time. I can tell you it was 100% based first on partisan lines. And people like me are probably going to go, and I have not been asked, but I mean, there are other people out there that know this better than I. They will be asked to testify. All right? And any sort of practical interpretation of the law will account and say that, yes, those lines were unconstitutional. And it will mean the redrawing of all assembly lines, which means that theoretically, not just the state, Senate, and assembly seats that are up, well, the assembly is up every, all the seats are up every 2 years. But theoretically, this court case could require that all legislators have to run for re-election with new districts in 2024, including, of course, new congressional boundaries. And as we sit here today, it appears the Republican nominee for president at the top of the ticket will be former President Donald J. Trump, who could, keyword could, be convicted and in prison. You could have the Republican nominee in prison at the top of the ticket. Now, Mr. Summers puts up the mugshot for those watching on Facebook and Twitter. So think about this for a second. If you have fair maps or fairer maps, or more fair, whichever you want to say, and you have the Republican nominee at the top of the ticket, either in several court cases or perhaps convicted, how do you think that's going to play out with state legislative races? I'll tell you how. Not well for Republicans. They could theoretically lose at least one, if not both houses of the legislature. Think about the power that's at stake here. And that's why they don't, well, Republicans in the legislature don't want to wait for Janet Protasiewicz to rule. They want to stop her from ruling altogether to hang on to power. It's sick. It's disgusting. We've never seen it in this state. It's a dangerous precedent. Back with your phone calls and more. 844-967-2789. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan. I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only
5:00 somewhere. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. 5:00 somewhere. Great song. That's just become like in the lexicon of American language, right? Well, it's 5:00 somewhere. Have a drink.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone says it.
Right? Absolutely. Great, great singer. By all accounts, I never met him, but all accounts, great person. Unfortunately, we lost Jimmy Buffett due to a rare form of skin cancer over the weekend. Talking more about that, perhaps, with Luke Mathers on Tuesday Tangents with Luke in the next hour. Talking right now about the impending, perhaps, keyword perhaps, impeachment of the newly elected, by 11 points plus, Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Republicans want to get rid of her because they're afraid of this ruling. This is how much, or lack thereof, confidence they have in their own drawing. They drew the maps. If they're so afraid that the law might actually give a fair rendering, that should tell you about their faith in their own work. They know they're on the wrong side. They know that it took a rigged Supreme Court for conservatives to make it pass muster the last time. And now with a fair, impartial look, they know that these maps don't stand a chance, and they are trying to grasp onto power and now threatening to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz before she's even ruled on the case. This from our friend Dan Schaefer, friend of Civic Media from the recombobulation area. He tweeted this out a couple weeks ago, worth a repeat. He said, reminder once again that Robin Voss admitted in the lone public hearing the Republican-controlled state legislature held on new maps that partisanship was used in drawing the lines. He essentially admitted he rigged the maps. In fact, our first guest, Senator Royce, in a hearing, said, just to be clear, Representative Voss, partisan advantage is not an intent of these maps. Voss said, quote, it's clearly a constitutional allowance. The Supreme Court, as you know, said there is no problem. There is no constitutional problem on that criteria. So yes, partisanship was considered as a consideration of the maps. Yes, there are certain times that partisanship was, unquote. They admitted it. Republicans admitted on the record the maps are rigged. I was there. I can tell you that they were. All Janet Protasiewicz did in the campaign was tell the truth. You know what? That's kind of what we want our judicial system to do. Tell the truth. Reminds me of Judge Weissman again. Love Judge Weissman at a court case. He said, all right, he brought a jury in. Said, all right, now what we're going to do, y'all, is something called voir dire. Just means to tell the truth. That's all you want. Tell the truth. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to one of our newer stations in Racine, Kenosha. WRJN. We go to Sharky in Racine. Sharky, thanks for holding. What say you?
Thank you very much. Thank you. I love your show. And I've been following the maps back in 2010, 2011, and I've been still searching for the parts of them, computers that they use on an off-campus event where the hard drives were missing on the state computers, mm-hmm. the computers themselves were missing. And, you know, Mr. Robin D is my monkey here in district. And I'll tell you what, can't we get Jack Whiteout in a taxi and run him up here into Madison?
Well, you know, it's interesting, the makeup, right? I mean, it's just interesting how they don't want to talk about these other facts. One of our callers, actually, Jeff in Shorewood, a reminder that Justice Hagedorn had a hand in redrawing these maps. So he says, quote, so if Janet needs to recuse herself, then so does Hagedorn, unquote.
Well, I tell you, it's a whole crazy world out there, and I am embarrassed to even say I live in Racine. Kind of embarrassed now that I live in Wisconsin, but I'm holding on.
I still believe brighter days are ahead. And remember, Sharky, there's a whole lot of people, Wisconsinites, that are good folks out there than the yahoos we hear about. I believe that.
Yes, and I tell you what, I can't tell you again how much I appreciate your shows all the way 24/7 around the block. Good, bad, and indifferent. Mm-hmm. We're learning, and we're learning some more. And I tell you, it's catching up, and I had a great time at our legal even missing the party yesterday.
Sure. Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. Great show.
Yeah. So, but thank you as a group, and I have a lot of good people that are on the higher places, and I love them people too. And I say, the world is a better place because of folks like you and broadcasting like this, we are listening to as we speak and drive in these roads of ours.
Well, we appreciate you, Sharky. It's only good because of people like you, our listeners. That's what makes it. Well, I could sit here and pontificate all day long, but if nobody listens and participates and goes out and does anything, it doesn't mean a darn thing. So it comes down to you and everybody else who listens. So thanks, Sharky. We appreciate you.
You betcha.
To be like Sharky, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to have Luke Mathers from Town Call in with Tuesday Tangents with Luke next hour. But you're going to hear more about this, so be informed. When and if it comes, it's going to happen quickly. They're going to run this like Act 10 from 2011. They'll do the absolute minimum in terms of public hearings. They'll push it through in an executive committee, and they'll gavel in and gavel out in 20 minutes. That's how quickly this is all going to happen if it goes down. So don't be caught unawares. Call your state legislator and tell them, especially in the assembly, and tell them you do not want Protasiewicz impeached. She's literally done nothing yet to be impeached for. So call your local representative and tell them, your state representative, and tell them to knock this baloney off about trying to do a power grab on Janet Protasiewicz.
It's also still worth contacting your legislator if, like, for example, you live in Madison like I do, and your representative is State Senator Kelda Royce. Mm. Even though she obviously agrees with this position, it's still another number on their list that they can refer to and be like, the people want this.
Right. No, always make your voice known. Speaking of that, on the text line from Steve in Milwaukee, it says, Robin Voss and his ilk need to quit messing around with democracy. Is he really that scared of losing his advantage with gerrymandering? Wisconsin law says you cannot impeach a justice unless they have committed a crime or caught in corruption. Need to quit playing games. I agree 100%. Also, Wes from Middleton. If I were the Republicans, I would focus on finding candidates that could win competitive races when we have fair maps. How about that for a reasonable comment? I couldn't agree more. Stay tuned. Luke Mathers, what's going on with Wisconsin football? And your calls in Hour 2. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.